Title: Compounded Peptides on the Loose, What the Recent PCAC Meeting Means for Industry. Content: The Pharmaceutical Compounding Landscape Just Shifted Meaningfully. On July 23 and 24, 2026, the Food and Drug Administration's, FDA's or the agency's, Pharmacy Compounding Advisory Committee, the PCAC or the panel, convened a high-profile, two-day meeting to evaluate seven unapproved peptide bulk drug substances for potential inclusion on the agency's so-called 503A bulks list. When the votes were tallied, the panel had recommended six of the seven peptides for inclusion, a result that cut directly against FDA's own scientific staff recommendations and signaled a significant shift in how the federal government may approach access to these peptides going forward. For pharmaceutical manufacturers, compounding pharmacies, telehealth prescribers, and others with a stake in the regulatory status of peptides, the results of this meeting demand close attention. A background: how peptides got here. To appreciate the significance of these votes, some regulatory context is essential. Our previous post outlines the context around the 503A bulks list generally, and the treatment of certain peptides specifically. However, there has been some noteworthy activity since then. The seven peptides evaluated at the July meeting, BPC-157, KPV, TB-500, MOSE-C, Imidelltide, Epitalon, and CMAX, had each been nominated for inclusion on the 503A bulks list, but their sponsors withdrew those nominations in the months leading up to the meeting, without explanation. The agency nonetheless elected to evaluate each substance on its own initiative, citing the level of public interest. Observers have speculated that sponsors withdrew their nominations to avoid having any eventual 503A listing potentially constrained to the specific indications included in the original submissions, a strategic calculation worth noting as industry considers how to engage with the bulks list process going forward. B. FDA's core concern: if you can't define it, you can't regulate it. Before the PCAC voted on any substance, FDA scientific staff laid out a detailed case for caution and ultimately recommended against inclusion of all seven peptides. Threaded through every FDA presentation was a two-sided foundational concern: identity and characterization. According to the agency, you cannot construct meaningful quality standards until you can answer what seems like a simple question: what exactly is, for example, BPC-157, and how is it characterized chemically? FDA described these as substances referenced in scientific literature with a variable number of amino acids and no settled chemical form, noting that different chemical forms of the same active moiety can carry substantially different properties. 1. For certain peptides, FDA scientists reported that they could find no published clinical studies in humans at all, and identified safety concerns including the theoretical potential to promote cancer growth or trigger severe immune responses. Ultimately, for all seven substances, FDA staff concluded that publicly available data weighs against inclusion on the 503A bulks list. See the votes: six peptides advance, one falls short. Despite FDA's vigorous objections, the PCAC voted to recommend inclusion of six of the seven peptides over the course of the two-day meeting. Ultimately, the votes resulted as follows: BPC-157, evaluated for ulcerative colitis, was recommended for inclusion, 861, KPV, wound healing and inflammatory conditions, was recommended for inclusion, 861, TB-500, wound healing, was recommended for inclusion, 861, 2, MOSE-C, obesity and osteoporosis, was recommended for inclusion, 752, 3, Epitalon, insomnia, was recommended for inclusion, 741, CMAX, cerebral ischemia, migraine, trigeminal neuralgia, was recommended for inclusion, 8.5:1, 4, and Imidelltide, opioid withdrawal, chronic insomnia, narcolepsy, was not recommended for inclusion, 671. The vote against Imidelltide reflected concerns over low-quality efficacy evidence, poor characterization, the availability of approved alternatives, and a complex and uncertain dosing regimen. D. A panel divided, and why it matters. The PCAC votes were not random. Five PCAC members voted in favor of including all seven peptides on the bulks list, and the panel divided along generally consistent lines across all votes, a pattern that appears to reflect the backgrounds and business affi.